Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A couple of Blazer notes. One, we missed Brian Wheeler out.
Yeah.
As Trailblazers radio man.
I know, that stinks with all the health problems that he's been having. And, you know, Wheels has been doing this, what, 20 years?
I mean, has it been that long?
It's been a long time since Wheels has been doing this, and I think he calls a great game. I don't know enough about this to make a definitive statement on it. I would like to believe that this wasn't something that was taken into lightly, although I just think what they did to Mike and Mike was atrocious. So maybe they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But if they just decided to move on from Wheels simply because he had the health problems last year, I think that's pretty low. If they decided to move on because going forward, he wasn't someone that you can count on a day-to-day basis, then I don't think that that's something that you should give him flack for. If this is going to be a reoccurring problem and he's going to miss significant amount of time, I don't think that you can have that on a year-to-year basis where you can't count on your play-by-play guy and you're having to go pull guys and do fill-ins and all that. So I just don't know enough about his health condition and what the future looks like in order to make that comment. I'd like to believe that after that many years of service that you would have treaded lightly. But again, you know, we saw what happened with Mike and Mike, so I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is it's a bad – that's kind of a bad ending, you know, for a guy who should have legendary status, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, this is like – I mean, you go all the way back to Shantz getting turfed, you know.
Yep. It has
and
not.
They tried to right that wrong by bringing him back, but they just don't treat their broadcasters or, well, I don't know about everybody, but I don't know. You just wish they would value him more, and I get it. There's probably more stuff, like you said, that we don't know about, and maybe he had to part ways, but can you celebrate him a little bit more if that's the case? I mean, they just throw people in the garbage and just say, well, moving on.
Yep.
Going cheaper or whatever. It's just so funny to me how they operate. But anyway, there could be animosity there. You know, look, here's the scenario. Maybe the Blazers threw him totally under the bus by sending out that press release with his condition on it.
Yeah.
With the swollen scrote.
Yeah, you just don't know.
I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't want that out there. Maybe he did want that out there, but I doubt he did. Right? So they did that. Maybe there's bad blood. Who knows? Who knows? But it's just.
I will say this.
That guy's awesome. Wheeler, he's a legend.
Brian Wheeler is, for whatever you think of him, right, and whether you think he's a homer or whatever, Wheels is a phenomenal play-by-play guy. He is one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet. And look, he's been through a lot. Anyone that knows him personally knows that there's been a lot of challenges there. And I hope that whatever comes next for him, that he's able to kind of pull everything together and he can be better from an emotional standpoint, from a physical standpoint. And
well, they're leaving it open.
And then he can find another gig because he's brilliant. He is a phenomenal play-by-play guy.
Yeah, but they're leaving it open that he could return.
Yeah.
I think they're just saying, hey, at least they're painting it as we can't count on him right now. And so we can't have this back and forth. I mean, I don't know, and
if that's the case, like I said, I cannot blame them. If you can't have.
Right, but can you celebrate him? Yeah. I mean, if you're booting him out the door.
Something, do some sort
can
of.
You, I mean, they should celebrate Brian Wheeler, dude.
21 years, by the way.
Brian Wheeler is the man.
Yeah, 21 years.
And he's given them a lot. He's been a loyal guy. I think he's had opportunities to go elsewhere. But anyway.
Yeah, he said, and this was his quote, "I want to thank the Portland Trail Blazers for the incredible opportunity and honor of calling radio play-by-play for these past 21 years. I was honored and blessed to be a Blazer for 21 seasons. And fortunately, I have accumulated some precious memories that will last a lifetime." That was from the statement that he released.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.